This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Well, happy Monday, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And Jason from Minnesota will be engineering today's broadcast. Thank you, Jason. And I am going to be interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Are you with us, Dr. Shealy?
I am here, thanks to my old-fashioned flip phone. Our office phone is out of business today.
Well, what a coincidence. Maybe the powers that be thought you were going to say something like truth, and they didn't want to hear it. And Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at a website right now before I start drilling you with medical questions, and we're going to talk about everything under the sun. I have tons of questions for you. And, of course, vaccines, which is the number one anxiety concern on people's minds. But before I go to that, I'm looking at a website right here. It says Cryon Masters Healing Wednesday, Circle of 12, Global Healing. And then there's several pictures of featured guests. And there's one guy in the first photo. He's got a blue shirt and a bolo tie, and he looks kind of rowdy. I was wondering if you knew anything about this.
Well, I haven't worn anything but bolo ties since the mid-60s. I started with a peace emblem bolo tie during the Vietnam War.
Okay. Well, what can you tell us about this this global healing and this? You obviously have been invited to be a featured speaker at this teleconference on the 6th, which is 2 days from now. Can you tell us something about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'm being interviewed on something called on Healing Wednesday, and it's a group that's been doing these kind of interviews for many, many years, and basically they set up the questions and I answer them, and we talk to pretty much about what I call the stupid image panic. Fake-ademic and all that, and COVID-19 and the vaccine and other nonsense. It's all nonsense to me. Nothing makes sense anymore.
We're going to go into some of those articles, and part of it is kind of a comedy hour, Dr. Shealy, and the other part of it is very sad, what they're portraying on the American people. In many different aspects, especially the psychology of it. And before I start with the first article, Dr. Shealy, that I want you to comment on, I want to let you know that Vince is doing great, and to all the listeners in America and the world, Vince is doing great. He doesn't have any issues. I just, when I have a lot of information I want to get out, I just threaten Vince with, if he doesn't allow me on the air, I'm going to start singing 1970s disco songs. I know that's his hot button. He has no choice but to let me come on the air. And it's really an honor discussing this stuff with you, Dr. Shealy. And Vince also wanted to let me know that he's following your protocols to the letter and everything's working out well.
Well, that's great. So that being, I gave him a call this morning, letting him know I'd be on my cell phone.
Yeah, you're coming. You're not as clear as normal, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, sometimes here in Montana, we have to communicate with smoke signals and flaming arrows.
Right. No, I can hear you pretty well.
Yeah, I'm on a landline, so it usually works pretty well. So, Dr. Shealy, the first article, you know, we're going to cover the whole gambit. And here's an article. I'm going to read you the title. Some physicians refuse to promote healthy lifestyle changes, believe it or not, pardon my sidebars here, in order to avoid stressing out cancer survivors, reveals shocking study. So cancer specialists, what this article says, Dr. Shealy, they're not promoting healthy lifestyle for fear of stressing the cancer survivors out, giving them more anxiety, which we know is associated with more morbidity and even mortality. But I have to ask you, if they're taking this route, is that can we assume that medical students today don't get any nutritional counseling and training, Dr. Shealy?
What about today? How about 60 years ago or more? I think we might have had 5 minutes if somebody said something about nutrition. It's never been taught well in medical school. Everything I know about it, I learned on my own.
Wow. You know, when we talked last week, Dr. Shealy, on the air, we talked about the lack of credibility from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, even the AMA. We agreed that is bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And if physicians don't practice what they preach and they don't have nutritional training, if they don't have that type of knowledge, because I ask you questions all the time about foods, about autoimmune diseases. You know, I ask a lot of specific questions in different realms that have a lot to do with nutrition, sleep, exercise, you know, all the common sense things that make create a healthy homeostasis in the body. How the heck can people justify going to a physician today if they're not talking about preventive measures and making people healthy through nutrition, Dr. Shealy?
Well, they can't. I mean, again, my favorite statement of my entire life is, I do not know any single chronic disease for which I would allow conventional medicine. Not one. In acute medicine, I will at least get their opinion, and they can save your life when you have a serious acute illness. But they don't save it as well as if they knew common sense. The important thing is, however, there are two major studies that have demonstrated that 97.3% of all Americans are lacking 1 to 5 essential health habits. That means only 2.7% of Americans have enough common sense to survive well.
That is a very scary statistic. And Dr. Shealy, I've used what you said a few moments ago. I call it a very important slash profound statement that you made with me on the air several weeks ago, and regarding the acute chronic situation where you said 6 months, if you have an acute diagnosis and it goes 6 months and you're still on big pharmacist synthetic meds, that's when these medications start to kill you. And that is such a red line in the sand. And that statement alone should wake up a lot of people, don't you think?
Well, it should. But the fact that 80% of the food available to eat in this country is junk, and most people don't know the difference, is pretty sad. I mean, again, I have never eaten a meal at a fast food restaurant. I went to McDonald's in 1962. I took one bite. My mouth said, oh, my God, and I spit it out and I threw it away, and I will never go back. That rules out 35% of all the food eaten in this country right there. In the grocery stores, at least 60% of what you can find is junk. I don't buy anything off the center aisles except real fruit juice with no sugar in it. Nothing else in any center aisle will I buy. And nobody else should eat it. There's not a single cereal put out by any commercial firm that should be in your house. There's not a single package with it in wrapped paper or plastic or cardboard that is worth opening. And so you buy your food only from the outside aisle, the fruits, the vegetables, the dairy, the eggs, the meats, that's it.
All right, Dr. Shealy, the next article I have here is should be a real wake-up call compared, I guess, regarding to the conversation we're having right now. And it's titled, Military Recruiters Worry About America's Youth Are Too Fat or Dumb to Enter Service. And they warn that over 70% of young Americans between 70 and 24 can't make it into military ranks because they are too poorly educated, and these are in quotes, too overweight, or have a history of crime or substance abuse. Now, I'm not bragging, Dr. Shealy. When I was in that age bracket, you know, I was living in the gym. I was bench pressing 365 pounds, which I know is not a lot, but I was really into fitness. I was really into health. I mean, I would dance in the New York City discos all night, and I would drive 3-4 hours upstate New York and then fly fish all day and not even have a need to sleep because I was so excited to live my life. And now when you hear that fewer than 30% of young people don't even have eligibility with the standards the way they are now to serve in, like, the Marine Corps, that's very disturbing. Dr. Shealy.
Well, when I went to college at age 16, I weighed 132 pounds. Within 3 years, I weighed 184 pounds, and it was all muscle. I did weightlifting all those 3 years. And so, you know, smart people still build their body sometime between age 12 and 20.
We're being taken over by the enemy from the inside in many aspects, Dr. Shealy, and we are prime for invasion. When the powers that be and military recruiters are saying that 70% of young Americans, I mean, between 17 and 24, too poorly educated, too overweight, and have a history of crime or substance abuse. That's really... That's a desperate number. And
the country as a whole, well over 72% of people are overweight at all ages.
Wow. Wow.
And that, to me, if I ever gained 2 pounds above what I thought was normal, I would be starving myself. I mean, you know, I've never allowed myself to be overweight.
I could see you in this picture of that website that we were discussing regarding the you being a featured speaker at a teleconference in 2 days. You look like a retired Marine, Dr. Shealy. And no, I'm serious. I'm really serious. And that's probably why you've practiced and lived so long, because you do practice what you preach. I mean, when people go to a physician and they see somebody in totally obese or who smokes or... don't practice what they preach. I don't know how a patient can feel that getting credible information from that person, Dr. Shealy.
Well, obviously, I was actually taught in medical school by the chief of medicine, internal medicine, Dr. Eugene's dad, good health habits. I mean, that, to him, he preached common sense. He didn't call it that. He called it a rural doctor.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeman from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, just a little comedy relief for all this very scary, sad, and comical news that we get on a regular basis here. I was looking at a cartoon, and I'm paraphrasing it because I'm going by memory, and it was two lab rats that were talking. And one lab rat said to the other lab rat, "Have you taken your COVID vaccine yet?" And the other lab rat said, "No, I'm still waiting for the stupid humans to get through the initial testing to get the bugs out of the vaccine." And
that's a smart rat.
Yeah, I mean, it was meant to be funny, but it's amazing how true that really is. And it's just like Dr. Fauci, you know, he pretended to have soreness. This is an article, I read it. He pretended to have soreness in his right arm after getting vaccinated in his left arm. Now, I didn't know there was transient pain when it comes to vaccination shots. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I've seen so many photos and so many videos of people getting fake shots where there wasn't a needle, where the plunger was already pushed down. And I mean, Dr. Shealy, are people this stupid to believe this propaganda?
Yes. Unfortunately, you are right.
Wow. Well, let me show you where things have gone, or yeah, have gone with this next article. And it basically, the meat and potatoes of this article is that the NHS was looking for doctors and nurses. And 40,000 doctors who had applied, mostly retired physicians, to do pandemic duty, and only 5,000 jobs were given, according to this article. And what it really was talking about, Dr. Shealy, is that these people were prevented from helping administer the vaccines because the NHS requires them to have, are you sitting down, Dr. Shealy? Requires them to have diversity training and knowledge of radicalization, unquote. Your comment.
Well, it depends on which organization is making which stupid statement, but I do not trust anything that the CDC, in fact, I call the CDC the Center for Death Control. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day, and the FDA is right behind them.
But, you know, if politics, Dr. Shealy, is going to be a higher qualification than science, how can the people trust? It's just like there's this, I don't know if you saw the documentary called Vaxxed. And basically, it had great information in it. I recommend everybody get it and watch it. They say by 2032, which is just 11 years from now, 50% of the kids are going to have autism, and 80% of those kids are going to be males. And here we are with Big Pharma having no liability immunity. And this Vax documentary literally said, with a very strong implication, that the CDC was implicit with fraud. Your comments?
Well, I think everything they say is fraud. Maybe 99% is fraud and the other 1% occasionally is a bit of truth. But I wouldn't try. I don't know how to pick out that 1% out of all the nonsense.
The math doesn't add up to me, Dr. Shealy. How can there be liability immunity with Big Pharma while they're saying the products are always safe and effective when they hit the market, but yet there's a vaccine injury compensation program that's already paid out multiple billions of dollars to secret court victims, which is basically medical tyranny that's hidden from the people? How can that be possible, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's just as possible as the recent election was, as I see it. I totally agree that the recent election was absolutely fraudulent, but nobody seemed to be paying attention to it right up to the Supreme Court.
Well, listen to me tomorrow on the air, Dr. Shealy. I'm going to get into detail on that. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade police say two gunmen randomly opened fire at a Miami park on Sunday night, leaving eight people injured, including a 16-year-old boy. The shooting broke out around 7 p.m. local time at Little River Park. The department's public information officer said two individuals walked up to the area and, without provocation, drew weapons and started shooting into the crowd. The suspects are still at large. By a vote of 216 to 209, House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress. 10 former U.S. Defense Secretaries declared that the U.S. presidential election is over in a public letter published in the Washington Post on Sunday, as President Trump continues to claim election fraud in swing states. A growing number of congressional Republicans are siding with the president and plan to object to Biden's win during Electoral College counting on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Politics will dominate the landscape this week. Georgia's Senate runoffs take place Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the Electoral College will do a final count of the 2020 election. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News his objections.
Look, we're at an extraordinary time in our country's history. We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position in a assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
Tens of millions of Americans believe the election was filled with voter fraud and corruption. The only way to give the American people confidence in our republic is to put the election through a fine-tooth comb. Without doing so, we'll leave half the country feeling disenfranchised. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Eben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And as we heard during the news break, the anchor person was saying that President Trump was objecting to the election. That's a small part of it, folks. The people are objecting to the election because America's legitimacy is for sale. Now, Dr. Shealy, you mentioned also a comment about the election. You made an analogy before the break. And there's lots of stress out there. There's, we have criminal fraud in our election, which means that the people the system is no longer trusted. There's no more confidence in it. And I'm going to make a little analogy or correlation, if you will, myself regarding the election fraud and the health and health care that we've been talking about. And people need to realize there's a big difference between not having evidence and not hearing evidence. And just like in election fraud and in health care, a lot of people aren't getting truth. They're getting more propaganda hoaxes for an agenda. So my question to you, Dr. Sheely, is your comment on that, but also, is there such a thing as, we know there's behaviors that can reduce anxiety, proper sleep, exercise, etc. When, in your opinion, is there such a thing, Dr. Sheely, as foods that can reduce anxiety?
Well, yes, if you believe something with all of your heart, so to speak, and you're correct in what you're believing, that is anxiety reducing. But if you believe something but are not sure and wonder whether or not it's true, then that is anxiety. And, of course, the last 9 months minimum has been the greatest anxiety producing in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you have Big Pharma demanding no accountability for liability, in other words, liability immunity for these vaccines, and now you have all this propaganda with all these mutations, and it's never going to end, and you're going to have to get vaccines from cradle to grave, and people see, you know, all this, all these dangers. I mean, even there's an article right in front of me right here that says, I'm choosing the risk of getting COVID over half of healthcare workers at California hospitals are refusing these vaccines. And that goes back to practicing what you preach and confidence and trust. When you have the majority of healthcare professionals, including diagnosticians, not getting or not willing to take the vaccine or literally selling out. I mean, here's an article. The Boston physician vouches for the Moderna coronavirus vaccine that almost killed him. I mean, Dr. Sheely, I just don't understand when over half of the professionals and diagnosticians are saying they're not going to take it. And then you have physicians almost dying from the vaccine, and now they are bought and paid for or threatened to vouch for it publicly. What are people to think, Dr. Sheely?
Well, I want to take you back to the 50s. I think well into the 50s and maybe early 60s, physicians actually were pimps for the tobacco industry. They had physicians in their white jackets smoking and promoting some cigarette. So physician lack of common sense creation with the pharmacomafia, true fraud has been going on for a long time. I mean, we have known since well before 1950 that cigarettes were dangerous for your health. I was in medical school from 52 to 56. I was at least taught how bad it was. But there were ads for Lucky Strikes and Camels and things like that by physicians. So physician stupidity and complicity has been there a long time.
You know, it's pretty obvious to most people, Dr. Sheely, that the powers that be are on an agenda, and one of the many pieces of this agenda puzzle is depopulation. And I personally I don't want to have depopulation forced on the people. I want the people to be voluntarily deciding to not have children, whether it be through getting life-changing money with vasectomies and tube ties, whatever incentive is created. But when you have hospitals and clinics literally getting financial incentives for COVID diagnosis, for shoving vents down to people's lungs and killing them, And, you know, a lot of people, we can talk about this for days. Is 7.5 billion people on the globe too much? It may be. But I don't think that should be a topic for today because we'll never stop talking about it. I think there can be voluntary means of population control instead of wars, eugenics, forced dirty vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think, Dr. Shilley?
Well, you're right, of course. On the other hand, Bill Gates publicly wishes to decrease the population by 90%. That's a little extreme.
To say the least. And he even admits that these mRNA vaccines are experimental. It's going to change your DNA forever. We have to start asking each other, all of us, with these so-called mutations, and their policy is they never want this to end so people can get vaccines from cradle to grave to kill people. You have to ask yourself, wow, I mean, when they started out with this so-called deadly pandemic with a 99.7% recovery rate, why aren't these people in jail, Dr. Shilley?
Well, the same reason that the people who faked the election and stole the election are not in jail. The same reason that Joe Biden is even running for president, let alone supposedly winning the election, and he and his son stole billions of dollars from the Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera.
It's truly amazing that they're pulling so much wool over the people's eyes. I mean, these people should be arrested. They should be in prison for treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, the whole works. But, Dr. Shilley, since I had someone of your worthy experience and certifications, I'm going to steer us back into health care. I wish we had a show more than 2 hours because I have about 11 hours worth of election/voter fraud material I'm going to go over just tomorrow by myself. Now, regarding COVID and hospitalizations, I'm noticing they're conflating a lot of words and definitions. For example, when it comes to hospitalizations, Dr. Shilley, they're using the terms with or due to, basically trying to mean the same thing. So what's going on with this? You know, the incentives are obvious that hospitals get paid for the diagnosis and for the procedures, but shouldn't there be some type of legal...
Well, the fact that the Supreme Court won't even hear the complaints suggests just how serious the fraud is and how bad the legal system is. I honestly believe that Chief Justice should be impeached. It's just my opinion.
I don't think anybody who does any reading and research will agree or disagree with you. Dr. Shilley, I'm reading another article here, and I'm going to read the heading of the article. It's about Rush Limbaugh. And he says conventional cancer treatments have failed. Stage 4 cancer went terminal. Now, regarding cancer and cancer therapy, would you say that chemotherapy is a derivative of a World War I mustard gas? And what's your opinion of chemotherapy overall compared to more of a natural pathway of thinking?
Well, chemotherapy came in while I was in training. And from the beginning, I said, I don't mind dying, but I will not be poisoned to death. So my attitude towards chemotherapy from day one of chemotherapy being introduced is it's poison, and I will not allow it in this body.
Okay, next article. I'm going to get a little political here since I feel that I can go there with you because you were talking about the election. I'm going to ask for a couple of moments of listening to these articles. The first article says, top U.S. official says growing body of evidence shows COVID-19 leaked from Chinese lab. I think we all knew that, Dr. Shilley. And the next article is, what the hell's going on here? Wuhan City Center jam-packed with New Year's Eve people, mostly without masks, where Times Square and London are totally empty, and it's obvious that it's a martial law that's growing. And where these articles are leading is the following article that I'm going to read as quickly as I can, and I would like your comments, Dr. Shealy. And it's titled, The Frozen Logic Circuits Thaw Out. And the title of the article doesn't do much justice to what I'm going to say. It's by Anna Von Reitz, who's out of Alaska. She's been, for many years, she's been a prolific writer of articles and speaker, and she's quite famous as a patriot and the movement for freedom and liberty and justice for all. So I'm going to read the article real quick, and I would like your comment when I'm done, Dr. Shealy. Okay. We have known for a long time that the lab in Wuhan, China, is owned by an American drug company, GlaxoSmithKline. We have known that Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health gave over $3 million in assistance to Wuhan Lab. Pardon the sidebar here, but I've already mentioned treason and sedition already in those two sentences. Next, we have known that Dr. Fauci's main specialty and claim to fame is his work on HIV virus, which he patented for profit. We have known that GlaxoSmithKline, the owner of the Wuhan lab, is managed by a BlackRock subsidiary, which also works for George Soros and AXA, the giant French insurance corporation. We have known that George Soros built the lab in Wuhan and sold it to a Vanguard company, while Vanguard itself is a shareholder in BlackRock, and which is internationally famous for dirty special ops involvement. We have known that BlackRock is one of Bill Gates' major investors, while Gates is a major investor in Pfizer, the GlaxoSmithKline-owned company that is producing the vaccines, and Bill Gates is also a primary donor in support of the World Health Organization that declared a pandemic. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting here for Vincent Finelli. I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And if you want to check out this article, it's on AnnaVonReitz.com. That's Anna Von Reitz. Reitz is spelled R-E-I-T-Z.com. And I want to finish the second half of this article, Dr. Shealy. 187 unconfirmed cases, and which is of a primary beneficiary of pandemic bonds foisted on investors by the World Bank. We have known that fragments of HIV virus spliced into normal coronavirus are what have been made the COVID-19 virus more infectious. We have known that Pfizer, the vaccine company producing the COVID-19 vaccine, is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, the owner of the Wuhan lab. This is, when I read this article, I couldn't believe it. We have known that the Australian government shut down distribution of the vaccine reportedly because people who received it were getting testing positive for HIV. We have known for a long time, almost from the beginning, that the Chinese government had little or nothing to do with the development of COVID-19 and even less with the escape. What emerges is a textbook example of Hegelian dialectic self-interest schmucks, she's saying, causing a problem, then presenting themselves as experts with the handy-dandy patent solution to the problem they caused and then profiting from it. These criminals are American and not Chinese, the inevitable conclusion of logic. So tell me why these people are not in jail and not because of the damage. I'm paraphrasing it now because of the time. How come they're not, these corporations aren't being charged for crimes against humanity? How come there's at the end here, it says GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Vanguard, BlackRock, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, any corporation that had its hand in this hideous fiasco, why shouldn't they be gone, gone, gone? Dr. Shealy, I hope you heard what I said here. If this article is even partially true, this is a national, worldwide health and security emergency. Dr. Shealy.
I agree all the way, Big Blue. I mean, I have felt this since the beginning, in last March. The entire thing is contrived by the evil empire, and Bill Gates and Fauci and George Soros are three of the corrupt criminals in the world.
Yeah, I mean, when she mentioned that Wuhan, China lab is owned by GlaxoSmithKline. This is the company, one of the companies that I work for. And they're mentioning, you know, and it's dovetailed. Dr. Fauci gave $3 million of assistance to Wuhan lab of taxpayer monies. HIV, George Soros, BlackRock, the World Bank, which is, you know, basically the central bank system. I mean, this was a very short article, but it was very much to the point. Now, one thing I definitely don't agree on is that she said the criminals are American and not the Chinese. I don't think any of this could have occurred if the Chinese didn't, not the people, but the people in the hierarchy for China did not know about it. But the crimes against humanity here, and the way they, the powers that be are changing definitions, like the CDC are calling adverse vaccine side effects today, quote, health impact events. It's newspeak for poisoning and dying. Dr. Shealy, this is very, very serious. This is extremely dangerous. This is extremely scary. And, wow. I mean, science is for sale to the highest bidder, and it's been weaponized for politics, for depopulation, for control and fearing and managing fear to the people. Dr. Shealy, do you have any more comments before I move on?
Well, one of them is actually that they're depopulating the world to some extent, at least in this country, at some fallout already. The sperm count has decreased from 150 million to 40 million. When the sperm count gets to 20 million, we are infertile. And if we do not get fluoride within the next 20 years, we won't need to worry about depopulation. There won't be any more babies.
Well, Dr. Shealy, you know, speaking of building your immune system, now, I've heard you say this. We've talked about it, about vitamin C, especially intravenous vitamin C, that can cure a lot of diseases. How come we aren't able to get it? How much is efficacious? How often should we take it? Can we use it, intravenous vitamin C, for prophylactic regular treatment to prevent diseases?
Well, during this entire stupidemic, my staff and I have been giving ourselves at least one IV a month of 50 to 75 grams of vitamin C with our Myers cocktail. But we take lots of vitamin B3 and vitamin C every day as well, orally.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few more questions when we get back after the break. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the hard break at the top of the hour, folks. Thank you for being here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.